Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That means it's the weekend. Hope you're having a good one. I've had a little bit of a long week, but we'll get into that in a minute. Just the highlights of that. I've been busy with a real job, but Barbecue Bob, always good to see you, brother. And talk a little barbecue. What's going on this week,
man? Yeah, it's about time. Gee whiz, I forgot what a studio looked like.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you let me back in.
Well, you know, it's the anybody that takes as much vacation and then business travel on the back in front of it like you do, then, you know, it's been about a month since you've been here, but I'm glad you're back, man.
Yeah, thanks. I know you're lying. You had a
no,
lot
I am
more
glad
fun.
You're back.
You had a lot more fun with Andrew.
Yeah, right.
Chef
yeah.
Andrew. Anyway, yeah, good to be here. Thanks for joining us. It is the weekend, so it must be the Grilling Guys. Go to thegrillingguys.com. Follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can check me out on Twitter. It's called Grilling Guy. So this week is all about South Carolina. We got all kinds of stuff to catch up on. And I don't use much ketchup. I haven't talked to you in a coon's age.
You're right.
But
yeah, that's a good South Carolina term.
There you go.
Yeah.
Something I never did was coon hunting anyway.
No. I have.
Have you?
I have.
Yeah.
Had a hound, the whole deal.
I just don't think I'd want to eat one.
No. It was
I only
all
shoot
about
what
the,
I eat.
It was all about the pelt. When
you wanted
I was
a hat.
It. Right, yeah. Some of my buddies call me Davey.
That's why I want to start coyote hunting, because I want a coyote jacket.
Yeah. You need to get more than one, brother.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Dude, I've got like 15 of them in my woods.
Right.
They're just itching to take a stick and...
Yeah.
So, had a fantastic week in Montana. What a gorgeous state. I got to see Bozeman, Big Sky. I didn't get to ski, unfortunately, but I did get some beautiful sightseeing in. Hooked up with a friend out there, and, dude, you're not going to believe this, but I got an invite. Now, my friend has a horse ranch, and he loves to elk hunt.
Okay.
He's invited me out for the fall elk hunt on horseback.
Oh, well, that's a great way to do it, because you get up in the mountains. It's a little easier than huffing it up there.
Well, hauling the beast back, that's when the horses come in really handy.
Right,
so,
yeah, you quarter it and bring it with you.
So the only deal is here, I have to go out and barbecue for him in June for his wedding. I'm going to go out and barbecue for his wedding. And then he'll take me hunting. So it's kind of like a tit for
maybe
tat.
Maybe they need a camp cook. I could be like the Hop Sing. I'll go with you, man. We'll just...
No, you're too big. You're not Hop Sing.
Right. Horse is going, oh, my, when he looks at me. Yeah. But anyway...
Hop Sing, no cook.
Right. That's
he don't do laundry either.
That's a good time. And you know what? You've got that... our friends at Henry Arms... sent us those beautiful rifles, and now you got a 45-70. That'd take an elk down.
Well, I'm going to carry that in the saddle holster.
Just so you can say you did?
Because I want one.
Right.
Yeah. No, but there's a lot of cats, and we might hunt some cats, but there's also a lot of grizz. So the big problem is the grizzly bear. So you apparently you have to, like, sleep near your horses, and it's – you know, they're real rascals. So if you happen to get a rogue boar or something like that, you might have to defend yourself.
Yeah.
I want open sights. I don't want my – I'm going to take my 270 for the elk. And but that Henry is going to be right in the saddle, because I think it'll be bad.
Yeah, right. You'll feel like you're out west on a horse with a
I got
saddle
the
gun
boots
lever action.
And the hat and the jacket, baby. Are you kidding me?
The big duster going on.
Get me some chew.
Is this about going hunting, or is this about looking good?
No, it's about being out west on a horse.
Right. That'll be fun.
And hopefully being able to take a nice elk to kill me a big beast and
have some meat. Cook it up.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
I'm almost thinking I want to drive out, because I need to take so much gear. I got that big Cabela's tent and everything, and I don't want to have to fly back.
You're not the outfitter, man.
I don't want to have
Let
to fly back meat. know, because there's so much meat in an elk. There's, you know, you got to have 400, 500 pounds of processed meat by the time you're done.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
So,
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Can't be that bad a drive.
Right. Yep.
We'll see. Anyway, I guess I could just load up a pallet.
Ship it.
Talk to UPS.
Yeah, right.
So that was the highlight of my week, to be honest with you. I did get to go up into Lethbridge, Alberta. I mean, Montana's huge.
Well, sure.
So I went from Bozeman up to Lethbridge, Alberta, because my buddy Vern just put a store in there for Arctic, and spent the night there and had a great time. Then went down to Havre, Montana, which is a place I never knew existed, but it's basically in the center of the state on the border of Canada. It's right on US 2. So you can go from the Mackinac Bridge to Seattle, Washington on US 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the road that goes through the top of Montana. And Havre is, boy, you're out there.
Is there a lot of snow when you were there?
None.
Really?
None.
Huh.
Nope. In the mountains, they were getting nailed. But, no, they've had a very light winter in terms of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I fell in love with Montana, to be honest. I love the Rockies. They're just such an amazing, beautiful creation that how can you not be out there and just
Northern Rockies, too. They're beautiful. You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was the fun part. Speaking of Henry, though, I talked to Anthony Imperato last night.
Oh, you did?
He's going to be on the show next week. We want to talk to him about some really cool things that they've been doing. So I thought, as long as we were having a nice conversation, I thought it's time to have Anthony back on the show.
Yeah, maybe you can touch on that little 1,000-man shoot they did back in November. That'll be cool.
That's exactly what we're going to
do. Yeah, good. Because I got a video.
Thanks for giving it away.
No, there's a video out. He sent it. It came out on Facebook, so it's everywhere.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. So it is the weekend. It's all about South Carolina and Jop giving away all my secrets. So
yeah.
Thanks, Jop.
Both of them. But anyway, Bob, this week I've been working day and night at the Home and Garden Show here in West Michigan. My real job, quote unquote, we do outdoor kitchens, and I've got a really nice display partnered up with the West Michigan Landscape Association. And right in the center of this giant convention hall, there's a beautiful, probably 200 by 200 foot setup, and my kitchen's right in the middle of it. If you get a chance to come to West Michigan, stop by and see me. Say hi. I'll be there all weekend, the rest of this weekend. There, I think they're open till 9 on Saturday and another till 6 on Sunday type thing. But I built a beer wall. I got to do something when you're at a trade show to get people's attention. I got 25 tappers across the top of an 8-foot-tall wall.
All working?
Yeah. Yeah, we plumbed it all in and put a. There's not beer; it's water, right? It's there to.
So they're not working. That's false. That's like fake news, dude.
It is not, because all it is an attention grabber. They wouldn't let me bring beer in there because you got to buy it there, right?
You got to pay $10 a cup.
Yeah, right. To circulate it, but anyway,
so it could be vodka.
Yeah,
you could just say it's
kind of cool. But anyway, so if you get to the show, look for the beer wall, and I'll be standing in front of it in my kitchen. But anyway, our friends at Garrett's Appliance were generous enough to bring down. I've got refrigerators and kegerators and grills and smokers. It's all set up in the kitchen.
It's that time of year when all the home shows across the country are starting up. So people I talk to all around the country are all doing that same thing, and they're all moaning because if you have to work the show,
right,
it's a lot of work, and you're going to be gone all weekend. I was talking
pressing
with
the
my
flesh
friend
with
in
people that are sneezing into their hand and then shaking yours.
My pool buddies out on the East Coast at Integrity and those places. I just talked to Craig last night, and he was moaning about the exact same thing. They're moving in hot tubs, and when they do a pool display at a home show, they literally build a pool or part of it.
Yep,
and it's just a ton of work.
Yeah,
bringing that water back home is really hard.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff. If you get a chance, come down and say hey to Jop at the Grilling Guys. We're right in the center of the home show. Coming up next, we're going to talk with a Mr. Gore. It's not the one that Bob likes, but a different Mr. Gore.
Stop
that's
it.
In the barbecue business. And he's down in South Carolina, so we're going to kick off the South Carolina barbecue for you. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.